Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where all you foodies out there can come and be yourself. You can call in and talk about your deepest, darkest food stuff without being judged or given the stink face or any rolling eyeballs. Today on Food Fight, we'll be talking about the best ice cream shakes, what to do with your leftovers, and GMFs.
GMOs?
GMFs.
GMOs?
Stop it. And now, the wonderful world of salt. You know when someone says the secret ingredient is love?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually salt.
Or duck fat.
Or duck fat, but mostly salt. You can love that steak all you want, but it'll still cook up like leather unless you sprinkle some salt on that bad boy, right?
True.
Yeah. So all the wonderful things that you can do with salt, and the next person says, wow, this is delicious. What's your secret ingredient? You can say salt.
Salt.
So salt is really awesome. Comes out of the ocean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and there's naturally occurring salt crystals. You can find them embedded deep in the ground. Not that you're going to look. Or you can just go to the store. Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds.
Yeah, like the Himalayan rock salts are really nice. The pink rock salts, those are fun and full of minerals.
There's the black volcanic lava salt.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
Those are really cool. And ash helps you digest a lot of food. So having those black salt is really, really helpful in some of your meals.
And then in the store, there's like the super cheap, you know, that you have like the Morton's salt.
Mm-hmm.
Kosher salt.
Kosher salt.
Yeah. Kosher salt different from regular?
Very much so. The crystal formation in the kosher salt helps it break down and kind of be a part of your food quicker. So it breaks down, yeah, and your food absorbs it quicker, and it helps out a lot.
So small crystals, better for absorption.
Yes.
Rock crystals, better for flavoring the outside.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, of the food. So if you want more salt inside your food, use smaller crystals. Mm-hmm. If you want more salt flavor outside of the food while leaving the inner flavor of the food relatively untouched and cleaner, then you want to use bigger salt crystals.
And you want to use iodized salt if you have a goiter. that's why they iodize salt, so people get the iodine.
But it's like a necessary thing. I mean, you need iodine.
You need iodine, but if you eat any sort of seafood at all, you don't need iodized salt.
Uh-huh.
So that was just mainly for people far away from fish. They started iodizing.
And canned tuna and canned salmon, does that count?
Yes.
That counts. Okay, that counts. So if you eat anything that comes out of the ocean, you don't necessarily need the iodide enhanced salt.
Yes. Which is
get the salt you like.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like the kosher salt.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but that's just me. Rock salt crystals are best on steaks.
Rock salt crystals, like the big ones, or like
not the huge ones. I mean, I'm talking about like the pink lava salt, the black.
Oh yeah,
lava,
okay, yeah.
All those, they're the slightly bigger crystals. You know, they're very grainy. You don't necessarily want to eat them,
no,
because you get a lot of salt flavor all at one time. That's not what they're for. They're for flavoring things. And what I like to do is, because you know the best way to treat a steak, and we've talked about this on previous shows, is to let it sit at room temperature. Health department, are you listening? We're going to let our meat sit at room temperature. That's right. It's not going to stay at 32 degrees, you food Nazis. We're going to let it sit at room temperature covered in rock salt.
Mm-hmm.
Nice chunky salt, whatever flavor you like. There's a provencal, spelled provincial.
Provincial, okay.
Yeah. But it's actually provincal.
Provincial.
It sounds funny when you say it properly, provincial. So everyone just says provincial because that's what they think it's supposed to sound like. Provincial, that's what it is. It's got this, you know, like herbs of Provence.
Yes.
Yeah. It mixed in with the salt. And then so you put that all over the steak, rub it down heavily both sides, put it on a plate, and let it sit. And you'll notice that it gets all watery on the outside. This is the nasty water that you want taken out.
It's called the purge.
Yeah. Like what bulimics do, except it's meat. It's expelling all of the stuff that doesn't need to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So all the nasty water that gives you a lousy tasting steak, we're going to get that out.
Same thing you do with eggplants. You let them sit, you toss them, all that liquid comes out of the eggplants, they taste better.
Except eggplants are gross.
I like it.
They make my tongue itch. I don't like it. Never had that problem with a steak.
And also that's what makes bacon bacon. being cured with salt on it. That's one.
That's
of the
what makes bacon delicious.
Yeah, that being smoked.
The secret ingredient is salt.
Is salt.
Right. So once your steak is room temperature, then you can cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a couple hours sometimes, depending on the size of the steak. But all the rocks are salt on there. You know, pat it with paper towels once in every while to soak up that extra water. Get it out of there. Soak it up. Get it off the plate. Put the steaks back on the plate. You know, they'll water up again. Same process. Do it 2-3 times. Tops. And then you don't wash the salt off the steak. If you wash your steak, you're putting more water in your steak. That's dumb. You just undid everything you just did with the salt and the waiting and the soaking and the sponging. So then you kind of pat it off, and that removes a good amount of the salt. You still get the salt on it. There's still some on there. And it's now flavored the outside, so you get a wonderful crust. You can make a really cruddy steak good this way.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can go even down below select. I mean, you can just get inspected. You know, it's not even select.
The inspector looked at it for a second.
Here's what you have in the store. You've got select, you've got choice, you've got prime. You can't get prime in a regular store, but you got to find a good meat guy,
yeah.
Which we've given people instructions to find a good meat guy. And I can't imagine they didn't listen to us. So every single person out there, I'm assuming, now has a butcher on a first-name basis where they can get all these terrific things.
Mm-hmm.
And so other things you can do with salt. Aside from flavoring meat, veggies, starches, people don't know that it brings out the flavor in delicate desserts.
Oh, yeah. Like salted caramel is a big thing now. People are salting caramel all over the place. It enhances the sugar flavor.
And it's a flavor enhancer for melon.
Yes.
Can't have melon without a sprinkle of salt.
Everybody that's kind of curious about that, just think about it. You can't have tomatoes without a little bit of salt. You always salt your tomatoes.
Yeah, they don't taste good.
Exact same thing with melon.
Boiling water, salt added to water makes the water boil at a higher temperature, thus reducing cooking time. It doesn't make the water boil faster.
No.
It just lets it boil at a higher temperature, which is nice. And peeling eggs boiled in salted water, they peel more easily. Poaching eggs over salted water helps set the egg whites.
Yeah, that and just a little dash of vinegar.
Vinegar on eggs is fantastic. Don't knock it till you try it. Preventing browning on apples, pears, potatoes. If you put them in cold, lightly salted water as they're peeled, they'll retain their color.
Mm-hmm.
Preventing sugaring. A little salt added to cake icing prevents them from sugaring.
Oh, that's when they get all firm on you.
Yep. If spinach is washed in salted water, repeated cleanings will not be necessary.
Oh, nice.
Very good for people who are trying to not get food poisoning.
Very good. Yeah, because it's a Puritan.
Because the salt kills things.
Yeah.
So that's even better. I've got this ridiculous veggie wash. You know what happens if you don't wash off all the veggie wash?
Everything tastes like orange.
It's disgusting. It doesn't taste like orange. I figured it would because that's what it smells like, but yeah. It doesn't. It actually tastes like death. It's terrible. It tastes like it's going to poison you. It probably won't. It tastes like you're eating some kind of a soap.
Now, salt can also turn ice into fire. So I got this. Someone got me at culinary school. They poured salt on me. A little bit of salt, and they're like, watch, I'm going to put this ice cube on you, and it's going to burn. And I laughed, and they pushed the ice cube down on the salt, and I got a burn from it.
How bad a burn? Like a little blister?
A little blister, yeah.
Did you punch that person?
No, because it was a girl, and I'm a little bit sexist.
Ugh, wuss. Boiled potatoes. Boiled potatoes will be given a fine, mealy texture by sprinkling salt after draining. Return them to the pan, shake them back and forth, get rid of the excess moisture. You're good. Remove onion odor from your hands. Rub your fingers with salt moistened with vinegar.
Great exfoliator. Usually when I have too much salt, I'll go ahead and just rub down my hands too and exfoliate them in case I'm nice and soft.
Rubbing the insides of poultry.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of bird. You got that hole in the middle, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, well, if you're not in the mood to stuff it, that's fine. But you just need to rub the inside with salt, and it'll flavor the bird from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And preventing mold. To prevent mold on cheese, wrap it in a cloth dampened with salt water before refrigerating. Lasts forever.
Salted wax to store milk, and that's when they first made cheese.
And keeping milk fresh.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a pinch of salt in your milk, it will keep it fresh for longer.
Nice. I did not know that.
And you have, you know, well, you guys eat vegan at home, so.
Yeah.
You know, soy milk lasts for.
We're getting rid of soy.
Really?
Yeah.
That previous conversation we had about the soy and the cancer and everything, That's what did it?
No. My little infant is kind of allergic to it, and I just want to keep it out of the house.
Mm, poor little guy.
Yeah.
Gelatin. To set gelatin salads and desserts quickly, place over ice that has been sprinkled with salt.
Because just like water boils at hotter temperature with water in it, ice crystals hold their cold longer with salt on them. Also, they keep it, it drops them down.
It's also a great, great cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up after this next quick commercial break, we'll be telling you what you can do with your leftovers. Yep, those plates and bowls of random stuff crawling around in your fridge, having parties at night while you sleep. Yeah, those. Up next, only on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. And if you know what a shallot is, you might be a foodie. Today on Food Fight Radio, we're talking about what to do with those leftovers. You have them in your fridge. I know. It's disgusting. And by the way, where are my puce ribbons? We're supposed to order in those puce ribbons for the meteor awareness thing. I haven't seen those yet. If the, you know, if an impending meteor impact doesn't make you want to live life to the fullest, I don't know what will. Go hug your kids. You know, forgive your neighbor for stealing your hose. Do that kind of stuff. Let that guy merge into your lane on the freeway. A meteor could land on us. Doesn't that bother you?
No.
Slow down and savor the good things because you don't know how much time you have to enjoy them, right?
That's true.
If it's not a meteor, it could be a car.
It could be a car.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, fall from space.
People are afraid of meteors. Why are people afraid of meteors? You know how dangerous it is to walk outside your front door already without the impending meteors on the freeway?
Yeah, but they're used to that fear. They need a new fear to get them all hopped up on life.
Okay. People are unreasonable. Here's why. There is a 1 in 500 chance that every time you go outside your door and start driving around on a highway, you will have some sort of accident.
Mm.
1 in 500. I personally have had maybe 4 or 5. I think that means I have bad luck because, you know,
well, yeah.
You know, all things being considered, I don't think I should have had that many. And it's not like I'm causing them. Things are just a... attracted to my car like a magnet.
Yep.
You know, bigger objects are like coming after the metal of my car.
I guess I've been in 2 small little fender benders.
See, that's not so bad.
No.
Odds are that you're good now. Mm-hmm. You know, you've had your quota. But because there's a 1 in 500 chance of having some sort of a car accident when you're on the freeway, why are people afraid of meteors? We pay to go see a movie about a meteor striking Earth and wiping out all life. This is actually a fear.
Mm-hmm.
That people have, they're thinking, well, that could happen. That could actually happen. No, it's not going to happen. but somebody might hit you on the way home.
I think it's just a fear of things you know you have no control over whatsoever. You can avoid the freeway. You can walk, whatever. You can
avoid the freeway? I can't avoid the freeway.
Well, okay, maybe you can't. But people who are really afraid of driving on the freeway.
Do you have any idea how long it would take me to get to work if I don't get on a freeway?
Yeah, but if you get ended on the freeway, then, you know.
I don't think people have a choice of getting on the freeway. You get on the freeway or you work from home.
There you go.
Or you hide inside your house.
There's two other options right there.
You have to go out there and battle these cars.
You can take the frontage roads. Well, maybe not in San Diego with all our canyons.
See, this is what I'm saying. Is, you know, like the street starts up again on the other side of the canyon. It ends.
I know.
Before the canyon starts.
That's so frustrating.
Unless you're off-roading and you're driving down and up.
There we go.
Through all that brush, you know, you're still.
I'm going to make an off-road trolley. You know how they have the ferries for the boats? I'm just going to a really, really big ATV that can hold like 3 or 4 cars. I'm going to take them back and forth.
Leftovers, folks. We're talking about leftovers today on Food Fight. Marcus here is our resident specialist in what to do with leftovers. What are some really great tips for people at home?
Okay, well, first and foremost, if they're scary and funky, get rid of them. I'm not going to tell you how to. Don't cut around the mold.
Just some cheese is supposed to have mold in it.
Some cheese, but that's different. That's, you know, if you have, you know, a white lasagna and it's getting really green on top, don't eat it. that's nasty.
If it's moving.
If it's moving, name it.
Some of these things make great pets, folks. They make great pets. They do. But in terms of what to do about the leftovers that aren't now getting their own consciousness.
Yeah. So you have probably leftover veggies. Again, soups, easy one. Heat up a stock, throw whatever veggies you have in there, makes a nice soup. Again, casseroles, easy thing to just slice that, throw it in there. Casseroles are built for leftovers. There probably isn't any leftover thing you have in your fridge that you can't turn into some sort of casserole.
Pudding.
Pudding. Why would you have leftover pudding in your fridge?
you just said.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? Cobbler. Throw some berries in there.
Not bad. Hey. Not bad. All right.
Throw in the oven. But yeah, I'd have a pudding casserole.
See,
I'm thinking about pudding casserole.
See, now we're getting hungry. That's a trifle, I think, is what it's called. Pudding. Would you call it a pudding casserole? Because that would
be
a little off-putting. You know what I'm saying?
yuck. It depends on who I'd serve it to. Like, you know, family, I'm like, this is a pudding casserole. So I was trying to impress them, and I'm like, this is my baked dessert.
You've got a layer of pudding, and then you got a layer of liver and onions, and then you've got a layer of meat.
There you go.
That's a traditional English trifle, I think. You got
to
put it in one of those. I have a lot to say about English food a little bit later in the show, so it's funny that you brought that up. But, you know, they have these trifle glasses. It's like an inverted cake plate, right? So it's sort of like a gigantic wine glass.
And it's pretty much a really big parfait, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just you're supposed to see the layers.
Yes.
Normally, you put like a parfait in a little cup. Where's the fun in that? You can't see the layers. So you have this trifle thing, perfect for sweet leftovers.
Yes.
Like if you have cake, some whipped cream, some pudding, some chocolate mousse, something that's green, you think it's pistachio mousse, you're not 100% sure, to have your husband taste it first, then put that in there.
I have my husband taste it for me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about this the other day. Things you have your husband do for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's with us, it's always food-related. Yeah, you don't have a husband.
Honey-do list.
Can't lie to me. You have a wife and two adorable kids.
Yes, I do.
You can't trick me. So all our wonderful gay men friends out there who like our show, unfortunately, Marcus is taken.
Shucks.
You
guys dodged a bullet.
Be happy. But he's really good with leftovers.
Yes.
So Marcus is good to have around making pudding casseroles, folks.
Pudding casseroles.
This is what we're putting together on Food Fight. We're supposed to be professionals here, man.
We're with food, and that becomes the next big thing when it works really awesome, of course.
Whenever you see one of these things in a restaurant or a diner,
mm-hmm.
that's what they used to make it.
Exactly.
Is all their cruddy leftovers.
Daily specials
they found
stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly. Leftovers from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That's yesterday's not so special is today's special. It's exactly. It's in quotes. If the special is in quotes, that's bad. Don't order that. You know, and if there's like pie that has things on it that don't look like they belong on pie, there was something wrong with the crust on that pie, and they covered it up.
We had pie, now we have cobbler. They removed the top layer of the pie and put crumbling on.
Never order cobbler. Never order cobbler from a, you know, not a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're paying $20 per person for dessert, don't order cobbler anyway.
Exactly. Berries and bread.
Make your own cobbler.
Exactly.
This is ridiculous with the bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding. You can make it. at home.
That's what you do with leftover PB&J crusts.
You make it out of leftovers.
Yes.
It's actually the best when it's made with leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're paying $7, $8 in a restaurant for bread pudding, guess what? You're a moron, I have to assume. Unless, like, bread pudding is the most... your most favorite food.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you're half bread pudding.
And even if it is, go home. Learn how to make it yourself. Don't order it from a fancy restaurant. People look. I mean, did that lady just order bread pudding?
Now, I have seen fancy bread pudding at one of the Thomas Keller restaurants, but it was savory bread pudding made with cheese, sourdough bread, and not anything sweet.
I came up with a recipe one time for a lobster bread pudding with vanilla chive sauce.
Hmm.
And as much as I want to make it, and try it, I'm afraid of wasting the lobster.
I agree 100%, because if you bake the lobster just a little bit wrong, it's going to get really gummy.
But it was that whole savory bread pudding thing that gave me the idea.
Why don't you use shrimp?
Ew. Disgusting. See, when you think of bread pudding, folks, I know what you're imagining. You're imagining that monkey bread cinnamon roll style cluster thing.
Yes.
Which is good.
It's great.
But you're imagining putting shrimp in it. But
well,
no,
you said savory,
the other,
so I'm just thinking.
Yeah,
of,
the other stuff that goes in there, it's not cinnamon and sugar. So you've got your bread, you've got some spices. Usually you have some kind of a white sauce in there to make
reenact
it kind of creamy,
the,
and it really sets off the seafood, kind of like a chicken pot pie.
I love pot pie.
You know, a lot of people really like pot pie.
Pot pie, another thing you do with leftovers.
Right, and you know what else you can do? You can do with leftovers? Steak and kidney pie. Anyone ever had one of those? It's a traditional English thing. You know, the Brits love it.
We never have any leftover liver. Kidneys.
You never have any leftover kidney.
No.
Okay, that's you. The whole rest of the world has leftover kidney.
I'm going to call shenanigans. I don't think anybody in San Diego has leftover kidneys.
No, there's no way. There's no way they do. Well, I do.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, but that's just because I kind of save them.
Yeah.
For stuff.
I think whatever I'm cooking that day,
I'm not using the kidneys that day. You know, I'm using the bird.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing something with the bird, and I'm not in the mood to do stuff with the bird and make a stuffing.
Got it.
Out of its guts. So, you know, put the guts off to the side, and then what happens? You put it in the freezer, and now you have freezer leftovers, and then once a year, you go through your freezer, and you throw all that stuff away.
See, I use the insides of the bird to feed my dog.
I don't have a dog.
Mm.
I got a tortoise.
But
he's a vegetarian.
He's a vegetarian.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the craziest thing that he'll eat is like a rose petal.
Or a rose hip.
They like those.
Yeah.
Actually. Very cute for them. But, you know, you try to give that guy like a little piece of meat, and then he, you know, he's 2.5 inches long, so he's like really, he's really cute. He's got this tiny little Ninja Turtle face,
nice.
And he looks up at you like you're nuts.
This is
his brain is smaller than a petite pea, and he's looking at me like I'm nuts. You're feeding me this? You can't? No.
What? Really?
So, stuff you have in your fridge, like bags of bones that we've told you to save, which now you're saving, and you're like, okay, these guys told me to save these things. Mm-hmm. When are they going to tell me what to do with them?
You make a stock.
You make a stock. Yeah, and we're going to be putting information on our website on how to use these leftovers and turn them into great, tasty things. Like, okay, stock has many uses.
Many, yeah.
So we'll tell you how to make it, and then we'll tell you what to do with it, because you probably don't even know what to do with the stock a lot of the time. Most people don't. You got to be a food person to really know what you're doing with stock. And the guts, people throw those away. When they get the chicken, they're thawing
They
wash it out. They take the little plastic baggies of guts out of the bird, and then they throw it directly in the trash instantly. They don't give it a second thought. But there's a lot of amazing flavor in those guts, probably more flavor than you're going to get out of the bird. So we'll be telling you what you can do with leftover guts as well. And I like the word guts.
Guts.
And also, I have a bone to pick with a restaurant we're reviewing today, and it's gut-related.
Oh.
It's a gut-adjacent conversation.
Hmm.
Yeah, so right now, the direction our show is going is gut-adjacent.
Gut-adjacent.
Right. Coming up on Food Fight Radio, we're going to tell you how to make or where to get the best ice cream shakes ever.
No guts.
Right, no guts. Yeah, there's no guts in these. These are actually good. You're gonna want to listen to this. Not to be confused with smoothies. Smoothies. There's lots of smoothies places. Smoothies pretend to be good for you, and they're lame.
They're lame.
So don't nobody go nowhere. Coming up, Food Fight Radio next on KCBQ.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight, folks. On Food Fight Radio, we're going to be talking about ice cream shakes. Again, not to be confused with smoothies. You ever been to Jamba Juice?
Yes. Thanks. I love Jamba Juice.
You're a benefit to the show.
I love it. It's great.
They have add-ons. Like, it's a whole menu board.
You get one free fat burner, health, whatever.
Right. Because smoothies are trying to be healthy.
Yes, but
they're like 400 calories each.
Yeah, they're thick sodas.
Yeah, they're not good for you.
No.
You're putting in so much stuff that has sugar in it because you want it to taste good.
Yeah.
Right? So that extra healthy thing that you're putting in there, total waste of time. So why not just go for broke and have an actual ice cream shake?
You want more fruit?
Forget the fruit. You know how I feel about fruit. Fruit makes me sick. I'm allergic to fruit, I think, is what it is at this point. So my body doesn't recognize it. I eat meat, you know, bacon, some stuff. Okay. Has meat or bacon ever made me sick? No, it hasn't. But fruit has.
Fruit has.
Fruit has given me E. coli. And, you know, and yes, I did wash it thoroughly.
E. coli,
you know,
or salmonella?
Here's the problem with washing fruit is, for all I know, I had Listeria. But, you know, I had Montezuma's Revenge is what it was. I got it from a blackberry. And it's those little drooplets.
Yes, because stuff gets caught in between them.
You can't clean them out. You can't thoroughly clean a blackberry unless you soak it in acid, and then guess what? No more blackberry. Unless you're soaking in a solution strong enough to dissolve the fruit, it's not clean enough for you to eat. Am I right? Just drupelets. It's the thing with the drupelets.
I've never had an issue.
For those of you that don't know what a drupelet is, there are fruits and then there are drupes.
Droops.
Yeah, it's a seed on the inside, fleshy around the outside.
Like pomegranate.
Like a pomegranate. Pomegranate has drupelets.
Yeah.
They're actually called that. I didn't make that up. Droop but leaves. A coconut is a droop. A peach is a droop. It's a single droop. Yeah, but when you're looking at things like blackberries and raspberries and things, little boysenberries, those are made up of drupelets. It's basically dozens of individual little fruits all crammed together in one cute, tasty little package.
Mm-hmm.
And even the frozen ones, as we were talking about, are not safe because, as Marcus has informed me, nasty little bacteria things are capable of making a mucus cocoon.
A mucus husk when they get too hot or cold.
A cocoon and a husk is the same thing. But it's nasty.
Well, a husk you come out of the same way. A cocoon you come out of something different.
Okay, butterfly nerd. But the drupelets, they're all packed in together and it's impossible to clean them out. So if you're eating a blackberry or a boysenberry and you're blending it into your shake, your whole shake becomes infected. Skip the fruit. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're going a little overboard.
Really?
I mean, I know you got sick once and I know that happened, but I have never really heard about that anywhere else.
Well, smoothies are lame, in my opinion,
because it's
a highly caloric, very sugary, bad for you thing. So bad for you, diabetic people shouldn't eat it.
Mm.
And it pretends to be healthy. It makes smoothie me mad.
Smoothie or Slurpee?
Okay, a Slurpee is just sugar, so.
So what? You'd go with smoothie. Smoothie's a little better than Slurpee, if you're looking at the options.
Well, just about everything's a little bit better than a Slurpee. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you, eating like a cup of liquid bacon fat's probably better for you than eating a Slurpee.
Ow.
There's so much. Oh. You gross, yeah. Gross, right?
Yeah, oh, I just get bacon the feel in my mouth. No, I just, the oily feel. I was like,
oh, you're feeling coated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
This happens frequently when we talk about food. I am in love with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus is over bacon.
I'm over bacon. It's
so
overdone.
So we argue about this. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people argue about hunger in the world and you know, pain and suffering and war. We argue about bacon, folks. And it's
old hat.
And its relevance in today's cuisine, to get technical on you.
Exactly.
Is we actually have real conversations and occasionally we get in a fight about it.
Now, I've had a really good bacon milkshake once before I got mad at bacon.
And was it the bacon milkshake that did it? Was that your...
No, because it was done right.
Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, because again, it's a class thing. Like, you know, like fast food, bacon wrap stuff, I expect to see. But at a high, nice restaurant, bacon wrap stuff is just lazy.
That's true.
So
I like wrapping things with bacon and I'm lazy.
There you go.
See?
I would rather wrap it in salami. That'd be delicious.
Oh, that's not lazy.
No, because salami's a little pissed.
Salami's bigger.
What little?
No, oh, purple? No, you're talking about the little, right. That's more work. But you can make it look like fish scales. So that's really, really cool. We're talking about shakes here, folks. And do you know where to get a good one? In-N-Out Burger makes one that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
You like one that comes from Jack in the Box.
Yes.
And we're talking about fast food places because generally speaking, if it's not a fast food place, you're going to be getting a shake at a sit-down burger restaurant. A couple of good sit-down burger restaurants to get fantastic shakes are Slater's 50-50.
Yes.
They're also one of our contenders in the battle for the best burger in San Diego, and we're going to be reviewing them when the time comes. That will be this month. They make a Guinness shake, and it's made with Guinness beer. It's not normally a Guinness shake is made with vanilla ice cream and a little bit of Guinness, really, just a teeny tiny small amount of Guinness.
Not the color.
For flavoring, yeah. But Slater's 50-50 makes one with chocolate Andes mints.
Oh, nice.
It's a mint Guinness shake.
That's when we go after the show. I'm going to go get one of those shakes.
I haven't seen that anywhere else.
No, me neither.
That's unique. And, of course, that means I had to have one, even though I'm lactose intolerant, which means, okay, you know what, folks, if you have a lactose intolerancy, you can get stuff for that. You can get the little Lactaid pills. You can get pancreatic enzymes at any health food store. See Dave the Vitamin Guy at Great Earth. He'll fix you up. I use the strongest ones known to man, and I usually take four of them.
Nice.
So, I mean, hey.
You can process anything.
I can process anything. If anyone's out there is looking for an intimate look into the inner workings of my digestive system. Red Robin definitely makes a very good shake for a sit-down burger place.
Yeah, so does the burger joint in just off Sports Arena Boulevard. It makes a really nice mint shake.
What's the name of that one?
The Burger Joint.
The Burger Joint.
Yes.
See, I thought you were just saying The Burger Joint because you didn't realize what the name was.
No, that's...
But it's actually called
The
Burger Joint. And how are the burgers?
Very good. They're nice and big. They have a Wellington burger, which I love, that has a liver pate on top.
Cool.
And onions. It's really nice.
See, burger with liver.
Mm-hmm.
See? He's a folks, Marcus is a guts guy. Don't let him fool you. Don't let his love and overprotective nature for those ridiculous fruits and droplets fool you. Ruby's Diner. Yeah, you can skip that one.
Yeah.
Not a fan. It's very unimaginative shake, kind of too watery. No fun. To make your own, first you need the basic ingredient ratio, because otherwise, you know, you don't know how to make a shake.
Exactly.
The consistency is all wrong. What you will need is 2 scoops of ice cream, and use a regulation scoop. You know, don't just get a giant, huge kitchen spoon like I do at my house. Get a regulation scoop. Get 2 level scoops of ice cream plus a half a cup of milk.
There you go. Now, flavoring. Do you change the ice cream flavor or you add those?
Oh, sure. You can use any flavor of ice cream. But a good foil is vanilla, of course, because it takes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
A good reliable chocolate shake is to take that original ratio, the 2 scoops of ice cream plus a half a cup of milk, add 3 tablespoons of chocolate syrup and 3 tablespoons of malted milk powder.
There we go.
Because the malted powder lends a really nice complexity to what otherwise would be kind of a bland shake.
Yeah, like Ovaltine.
Yeah, like Ovaltine.
Mm-hmm.
Variations include adding a few pieces of fruit.
There we go.
If you have, you know, if you have like...
strawberry chocolate.
Durian, I'm thinking.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's frozen durian. Preserves or jam. I just like the funny faces that Marcus makes when we mention durian on this show.
It still hurts.
I'm looking at our poor board op, Jeff. We abuse him frequently here. And, he's looking kind of sad because he remembers running away from us when we were giving him the durian. Wait until the next segment. That's going to be fun. Yeah, look at he's already looking scared. Beyond fruit, any kind of syrup like butterscotch, caramel, peanut butter, banana is a good one. Do not add marshmallow. That just sticks like crazy. But you can drop a few spoonfuls of fluff into the finished shake.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Peppermint chocolate bits are good as toffee bits. Nuts are a nuisance because they sink, so you want to use light buttery bits.
Yeah.
Like a toffee sort of thing. If you want to add booze to a shake, it has to be done very carefully to avoid messing up the flavor. You should replace half the milk with your desired liqueur. Not anything harder than a liqueur.
No, it'll curdle. Even though it's frozen, it will give you a funky smell.
So you're going to be doing a 1/4 cup milk and a 1/4 cup liqueur. That's your mix. That's the mix that you add to your standard mix of 2 scoops of ice cream. Food coloring makes everything more fun with shakes, especially the blue ones.
Oh.
Especially, what were you saying?
Today,
right. Well, people are drinking green beer, green shakes. Everything's green. I didn't wear any green. Yeah. Wait, does that mean that we have to pinch?
No, we're not in grade school.
Let's check with our board up and see if he's wearing green. I didn't see any green on him. Okay, I'll pinch him first.
That's just a little kid thing. I don't.
I know, but come on. It gives you an excuse to pinch another human being, and then they go, ow, and then you're like, what was that for, jerk? And then,
exactly.
Well, you're not wearing any green. What are you, 5? And this is the beginning of a good friendship.
A good solid friendship.
Lots of rom-coms start this way. Exactly. Hey, didn't we go to high school together, buddy? Chris, you're standing in line at Starbucks because this is where people get friendly and talkative in line at Starbucks. You do not get friendly and talkative standing in line at a gas station. Interesting, right? There's like a coffee Starbucks mentality that people are a little bit more comfortable making friends with. Hey, another Starbucks person.
Uh-huh.
You know, you must be in my same tribe, so I can become friends with you. That's okay.
Do they make milkshakes?
Who?
They should. Starbucks?
No.
No, they make Frappo, Rappuccino, we know.
Yeah, Mochaccino, Frappuccino, Alpaccino, all kinds of chinos.
Yeah.
Did you catch that Alpaccino in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was over you. bacon, you may have a bacon shake. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Just chop it up fine first before you put it in there.
Yeah, and use a little bit of the fat because that'll help break up too with your liquid.
And this is a man who says he's over bacon. Don't believe him, folks.
That's all.
Liar. Stick in a triangle of bacon waffle on the top of the guy's garnish.
Bacon waffle.
You know, it's a waffle that you've put little bits of bacon in before you cook it and turn it into waffle.
You meant put your bacon in a waffle cooker.
No.
I was like,
put it in the waffle.
Weird.
And then you take a triangle of the waffle and you stick it on there as a garnish. I'm all about the garnish. I like edible straws, candy and fruit flags, nice edible flowers like pansies and stuff on top, hibiscus flowers. Those are very pretty. Hibiscus syrup. Put that in there if you want to have a nice hoity-toity, girly little shake. A little bit of sweet dessert wine. to a shake adds a nice touch. Definitely use the malted milk powder, though. And the quality of the ice cream matters here, so get the best you can. Chocolate mint? Boring. Seriously boring. I'm over chocolate mint. The only way I'm drinking a chocolate mint shake is if it's got Guinness in it.
I love chocolate mint. That's my favorite. One of my favorite ice creams is
orange mint. It's actually good. And you can use orange sherbet with chocolate mint ice cream.
Sherbet or sherbet?
Sherbet.
Not sherbet.
I'm sorbet. Gelato. I don't know. What do you call it? Is it sherbet or sorbet?
Sherbet, like Bert and Ernie.
Sherbert.
Yeah, sherbet.
That can't be a real word. Is that a real word?
That's yeah.
It's sherbet, isn't it?
No, it's sherbet.
Say that three times and it's going to lose all meaning.
Sherbet, sherbet, sherbet.
See? Okay, no, I've lost it.
You've lost it.
See, I'm not hearing that anymore. Coming up after the next break, we're going to be doing something very interesting. We're going to torture Jeff, our board op, with some jelly beans.
Yay.
We got a little package of jelly beans here. Interesting ones. They're the Harry Potter jelly beans. They're Bertie Bott's Every Flavor Beans. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all going to be eating them right here on the air. And if you've never tried them, well, I don't know. You're missing out. Probably. Stay tuned. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Food Fight Radio, folks, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. You know the most things in movies are fake, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and I assume that, too. So when I saw these Bertie Bott's Every Flavor jelly beans, I thought what you would think, that they list all these nasty-sounding flavors on the box, and then it's really just the regular nice sweet flavors inside. So check this out. They come in these tiny packages, and now I know why. We're going to be giving these things a try. First, last segment, we were talking about shakes, and I just had an epiphany.
Yes.
Is that, do you remember on the last show we talked about popcorn puree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if we take a little bit of popcorn puree and put it in the shake?
You know, I thought I would hate the jelly bean popcorn flavor because it's buttered popcorn, but it's sweet. So giving that, I like that jelly bean buttered popcorn, I might like a popcorn shake.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the recipe for Claire and Marcus's popcorn shake.
Nice.
On our website. It'll be right below where we have the recipe for the popcorn puree.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to get to. You make this stuff, it does keep a little while in the fridge, so you can use it for a couple of different things. You can put it with a fancy dinner and impress your spouse. Then you can take the leftovers and you can put it in ice cream shakes and then just impress the entire family.
There we go.
Because your kids aren't going to be eating seared scallops over a little puddle of popcorn puree. They're not. They just won't. But if there's a shake there,
yeah,
they'll probably eat that, and then they'll go, "Ew, this tastes like one of Bertie Bott's every flavor." So we're going to be in a couple of minutes talking about these beans. But you know what? I went to Vegas last week, and this is a Vegas show. Have you ever seen a homeless bum be picky about his food?
One time in Europe, I gave a bum, or I guess a homeless person. I don't know if they have bums in Europe. Homeless people, like 50 cents, because that's what I had. And he freaked out on me that I didn't give him $2.
Huh.
Like.
And this is Europe?
This is Europe.
Well, I think money has a different value there.
Actually, it was.
He expected you to give him a wedge of brie, a baguette, and a bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking? You're in Europe. You got to run like the Europeans. I experienced this on the way to Vegas by car, of course, because it's a good road trip with someone you get along with. For me, that's my hubby. While we made a quick pit stop at a Del Taco in some dried up hellhole called Baker, I observed the following. Because I was left in the car.
Yeah.
I was just waiting. A homeless man, dirty, disheveled, covered in grime, stepped out from behind a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen him before because he was the exact same color of the tree.
Oh.
He walked over to the trash can, opened the top, and then proceeded to rifle through the trash with his bare hands. Of course, his hands were greasy and grimy. To just give you a nice visual. Then it got weird. He then reached into his pocket on his sweatshirt and pulled out a new, unopened, store-bought triangle-cut sandwich container. He you know, the kind that they have at gas stations?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He picks up the sandwich, looks at it, opens it up, and starts picking at the insides of the sandwich. He pulls out like a pickle, tosses it in the trash, and then takes a bite out of the sandwich. So he's obviously hungry, but not so hungry that he is not going to kind of pick through the contents of this sandwich.
What if he's just watching his sodium intake? I mean, pickles have some sodium in them.
This is weird, though, to be seeing a homeless person who's obviously hungry doing this with a sandwich. I normally pay homeless people
mm-hmm.
because I figure they should be buying food. But
yeah.
This guy's so picky about his food that for some reason, the food person in me made me not want to contribute to him because he was so picky that he would probably, you know, if I gave him a sandwich, he'd say, "I don't eat roast beef," you know, or something like that. Or, "I'm a vegetarian," or, "This has mustard in it," and then slap me with the free sandwich that I just gave him, or something like that. That makes me not want to help people. So he pulls out like a pickle, he tosses it in the trash, eats the sandwich. He's the world's only picky homeless guy, I think. He then went to the other trash can with the sandwich in one hand. He rifles through the trash and then proceeds to eat the rest of his sandwich. So he's
mm-hmm.
handling the trash cans. He's lifting up the lids. He's mm-hmm. rifling through the stuff. And then with those same hands, he's holding the sandwich.
Well, if he's going to be looking for food, that's not as...
There are disgusting things
mm-hmm.
in the trash,
yes.
on the trash can.
Yes.
If I even look at a filthy trash can, I feel like I need to wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But his hands were completely covered in grime. I don't know if this was a protective covering that he was using, like a glove. But then why would you handle the sandwich that you're now eating?
Now, this is kind of a desert area.
Mm-hmm.
So there might not be too many places to wash up for someone who doesn't have a home.
This is right outside of Del Taco.
Okay.
He could have just gone into the Del Taco
mm-hmm.
and washed up his hands. Of course, then he would have made a clean spot. And then that would have been really like noticeable because his hands would have been clean and every other part of him was dark gray. Including his face. So this is not what you would expect. A picky
yeah.
food guy. You know, is it maybe he's a foodie?
Mm-hmm.
Like a foodie homeless derelict. It was just a very strange, surreal experience for me because this is not what you'd expect to see. So he's digging through the trash, but he can't have a pickle in his sandwich because that'd be gross. That whole experience.
Some people really don't like pickles.
Was just weird. Now, I am going to, because we have a few more minutes left to our segment, cover for me for a sec. I'm going to grab something out of my purse here. Talk about Stop singing. Talk about leftovers.
Okay. All right. Leftovers. Pizza is a wonderful vessel for leftovers. You can put any leftovers you want on pizza. Again, I didn't bring up this before. You have any proteins, like any cooked meat, any cooked chicken, any cooked fish, leftovers, then those are great to put on salads. So you can use those protein leftovers to make yummy salads.
Really? Like, come on. Leftover salads.
No. Like the proteins you have in your fridge, you use them to garnish your salad.
Look at this. This is great. People are going to love this. You see these in the store, but you probably wouldn't buy them because you wouldn't think that there's anything special about them.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at this little magical purple box. It's got little shiny gold metallic stars on
just
it.
Just looking at them, I'm feeling nauseous.
See?
Just because I know.
It's going to be fun. And our wonderful and adorable board off, Jeff, we're kind of tough on him, so we're going to not give him the worst flavor here.
No.
But if you do get a chance, Jeff, if you wouldn't mind coming over here, because we are going to have you taste test one of these Birdie Bot's every flavor jelly beans. So I'm getting a negative response here. We're gonna
okay,
have
I
to,
think this one's the booger flavor, and I'm gonna try right
that's
now.
That's not booger flavor.
What that
is
brown and green.
That's watermelon.
Oh,
you well, come on, no, Wuss, you can't. That's black pepper.
Oh, well,
that's black pepper.
Give me a horrible.
So
one.
They have banana, they have blueberry, they have cinnamon, but they also have sausage, vomit, soap, and earwax. Is there an earthworm flavored one in here?
Do you have an earthworm flavor here?
No, you know what? I fed that one to my husband.
give me here.
Really
I won't even
nasty.
Look. Just give me,
okay,
give me
here.
A gross one. And,
all right, there you go.
See if I can guess what it's supposed
to be. Eat
that.
Yeah. We're gonna be figuring out what disgusting thing
oh, God.
Has been recreated with artificial flavors here.
Oh, is it like grass? Is it?
No. Keep chewing. I'll tell you what it is in a second.
It's sharp and it's... pungent.
It's a booger flavored jelly bean.
That's a booger. That's not what my booger tastes like.
That's a booger flavored jelly. Can you swallow that?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting a no go from Jeff, our friendly and wonderful.
That's just
because
he's smart.
He doesn't want to have anything to do with these jelly beans. And you
it's
know, honestly,
he's intelligent.
I can't blame him. Running away against. He needs to stop running away from us. I think what it is because we'll just keep chasing after him. So this one here, it's pretty. It's blue. It's
oh, it looks
got
like
a
pearl
thing
almost.
It's very very pretty. Here, this
don't tell me what it is. I shouldn't have looked.
This will totally wash that flavor right out of your mouth.
I'm so scared.
This come on, it's going to be fun. It will, and that's a hint. It will wash the bad flavor right out of your mouth.
Tastes like aloe vera soap.
It's soap. It's a soap flavor.
Oh, I can't watch it. You know when you pump those perfume bottles?
Jellybean.
Oh, my mouth is full of perfume. My mouth is full of
Oh, this is funny.
Coffee to kill
this me. Is like the most fun segment we've ever had on this show, which I think is kind of, that's not good.
Hey, Marcus, jelly beans.
There is
this
no,
is hilarious.
I feel ripped off. There is no earwax flavored jelly bean in this selection. There isn't one. You know, I have a whole pile of jelly beans here. You know, and folks, this is why they have these small, teeny, tiny boxes.
So you got to get more to get all the disgusting flavors.
It's actually more bad flavors in this mix than good ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then here. Oh, the
soap aftertaste.
No, this is a.
I actually feel bubbles forming in my
black
mouth.
Black pep. This doesn't actually have any soap
no,
in it.
No, but I'm
that's
salivating.
That's all in your imagination. Unfortunately, I ate the rotten egg one because I was going to just. Here, try this one. Oh, that's marshmallow. Come on, that's not going to do anything to you. There's a. Oh, here, try this one. It's not so bad. It's
green. It's translucent.
It's not green apple. Just FYI. Watching his face here for a reaction.
That's me chewing.
It's like watching a golf game.
Oh, it's really sour.
Wait a second. Did I give you a regular flavor? I think I gave you green apple.
Yeah. This is rather.
Oh,
nice.
That was supposed to be grass flavor.
Nice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer. And then, okay, well, here, try this one. Try this. Yeah, it's a little gray. It's gray. It's gray, and it's got little black specks on it. It is...
Pepper. Oh. You know, you eat something sour, and, like, your jawbones kind of clench up.
Kind of
like
seizes up.
Yeah. Oh.
That happens to me when I eat too much chocolate. You know, I get the chocolate lockjaw.
But really, now that I'm chewing it, it's not so bad.
That one was revolting. It wasn't as bad as the earthworm.
Uh-huh.
The sausage, I got to tell you, was absolutely horrific.
Delicious.
You know, and see, during the commercial break that's coming up next, he's going to wash his mouth out, and I'm going to see if I can trick our wonderful board op, Jeff, into eating one of these things. Well, he smelled the durian, but he didn't try it.
Again,
and
he's
so,
intelligent.
Yeah. Right. That was a lot of fun, right?
I think. Yeah, that was a blast.
Yeah, notice I didn't eat any.
Yeah.
Ha!
No, I'm going to make
it. All right, I'll eat one during the next. I'm going to leave these on his desk. When we come up, we're going to be talking about food, politics, and things that get Marcus's panties in a bunch. Coming up on the next hour, Food Fight Radio.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.